broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This happened. We haven't talked about it yet. But the Yankees and the Mets can't play home games if they're unvaccinated. Apparently, which Paul was it? This senator from Wisconsin. Whatever his name is. He led a bill, and it was approved, that says you don't have to wear masks on an airplane anymore. That got rid of that rule. But New York, Kyrie can't play at home, but visiting teams, unvaccinated players can play in Madison Square Garden or in Brooklyn. Same with the Mets and the Yankees. Visiting players can come in, but the home team can't have unvaccinated players. It is the dumbest thing ever. Kyrie can go sit in the crowd without a mask on, and nobody has to wear a mask, but he can't play the basketball game. Can New York possibly be dumber? And now Yankees, apparently Aaron Judge wouldn't answer the question. New NJ.com reported Tuesday that two Yankees remain unvaccinated. The Mets are also known to have fallen short of the 85% vaccination threshold.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's the Mets and Yankees, too.
I didn't even think about that.
And this is outside. Can this be dumber?
No, this is stupid. So the reason they're doing it, obviously, so here's devil's advocate for you. You know, I'm to the point now where vaccines, boosters are readily available. If you're not going to get them, if they're not going to get them, they're not going to get them.
But I don't know if you heard, COVID's over.
Athletes over workers, like, and New York got hit unbelievably hard early on. I get all that stuff. But even people in New York are like, okay, we got to move forward. They're going to get this. Look, for the Nets, watch how quick they respond with Yankees on the line. They're going to be like, okay, this has to end before baseball starts.
Allegedly, Aaron Judge wouldn't answer the question.
I hope it's Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope it's Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge.
Apparently, NJ.com says the two Yankees remain unvaccinated.
I hope it's Aaron Cole.
There's a bunch
Garrett
of Mets.
Cole and Aaron Judge.
And, you know, I hope it is, too.
I hope they keep it in place. Actually, now that I think about it, let's keep it in place. Be responsible, New York. Keep Kyrie out of the playoffs, although, I'm a Rocket. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we want him I out. Care.
Yeah.
I want Kyrie out.
Oh, no.
I want them to miss the playoffs.
That is very true.
Yeah. Make no mistake about it. I want the Nets to be the worst team in the Eastern Conference for the next, how long does this last, about 7 years?
The Jets and Giants also going to face this? Can it be dumber that it's outside? I don't know if you heard. It's over. We don't have to wear masks on a plane anymore.
They couldn't have because Jets and Giants played. Their guys, unless they had 100% vaccination,
right. Or were they immune to this law? Oh, they play in New Jersey. That's why. They don't play in New York.
Oh, both teams.
Both teams play in New Jersey.
Oh, that's why. I bet that's why. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the New Jersey Nets moved to Brooklyn. So now they...
Dumbasses.
They catch it.
Should have stayed in New Jersey.
Good. No. Go where you are. Brooklyn's great.
Don't they have a Russian owner? I hope they lose every game.
He sold.
Oh.
They're out of Russians.
They're out of Russians now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Beat it, Russians.
So, but if the Yankees don't... Listen, I was talking to a guy last night. He's with me. And you can say whatever you want. The Mariners made another move this week. The Mariners are for real, dude. The Mariners are a scary, scary team. And they're scaring me right now. Okay? So, just so you know. I'm not high on this Mariner team. They're going to be a pain in the ass all year long. It's going to be Astros and Mariners.
I'm not scared of the Mariners.
Guess what?
This is your latest AL West boogeyman, the Mariners.
Yeah, that's right.
No, thanks.
You just watch. Just
I'm supposed to be scared of the A's. Never was. Definitely not scared of the Mariners. Get some starting pitch. Get good starting pitching. Get on our level, Mariners. Get on our levels. quit telling me that Winky Winkelstein or whatever that guy's name.
Oh, Jesse Winker.
Yeah. Who cares? Not scared of him.
It's not Winky Winkerstein. It's Jesse Winker.
Oh, is Jesse Winker better than Kyle Tucker?
Jesse Winker was an all-star last year.
Is he better than Kyle Tucker?
No.
The Astros had a bunch of all-stars. We just chose not to play.
You just decided not to play. That's what you say.
Yeah. Is he better than Yordan? No. Thank you. Good night. Do you have a Yordan? No, you do not.
Do you want Jake Fraley playing or Jesse Winker? That's what they upgraded. Good. So eat that for a while.
Good.
They got the likes of an Abraham Toro, Ty France.
He's our
and
trash.
Adam Frazier.
He's our trash. We gave.
They picked up Robbie Ray, Marco Gonzalez. This team is unbelievable.
What a scary team they are.
This is Chris Flexen.
Oh no, Chris Flexen's there. Not Chris Flexen.
You don't know about the Mariners.
Not Robbie Ray and Winky Winkelstein.
No, it's Jesse Winker. Not Jesse Pinkman.
Don't care. You know what? I'm more worried about Otani. Why do we never talk about the Angels? They literally have the two most dominant hitters in baseball, two future Hall of Famers, and we don't even give the Angels a second thought. Like, eh. I mean, they do have Babe Ruth. They have Babe Ruth and baseball J.J. Watt. And I just can't get scared of them.
That's all they got. What are you worried about?
Well, I mean, and Trout, when Trout's playing. But they should scare us more, shouldn't they?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're terrible.
They don't have the pitching.
They got one pitcher, Otani, and he plays the outfield. That's it. That's all they got. That's all they ever got.
They have one pitcher.
Rendon, and he sucks. He was terrible. I mean, they're not.
They have one pitcher, and he plays the outfield.
That's it. I mean, they're awful. They've always been awful. They always will be awful. 713-780-3776 is the number.
I'm a pimp.
I don't know why Concept Mayhem came after me.
I don't know what this means. There's always a...
Well, Richmond is playing Iowa. How many thousands of dollars does John bet on Richmond? After all, their opponent is basically a fraud and needed a lucky half-court bank shot to even advance in their conference tourney.
Have made a comment about Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa did need a lucky half-court shot to.
And he's an Iowa guy. He's a Hawkeye.
Well, it wasn't a half-court shot. It was a long three, but it wasn't a half-court shot. But he did bank it in. I don't think it counts if you bank it in. In North Korea, it counts for 8 points because he did it in the last 3 seconds. But I haven't bet on Richmond. And I don't care about Iowa. Listen, Anthony. I'm going to bet against Iowa all the time because they never win anything in any sport except wrestling.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh,
they're terrible at everything, Tone. I will bet all the time against them. I have never bet any money on Richmond in my life.
You know what Wisconsin people call Iowa? Steven Schell's a Wisconsin guy from Texas Custom Patios. They call them Shippy Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's their name.
Kind of is. It kind of yellow.
It's not the most inaccurate nickname I've ever heard.
No. Who has better sports, Wisconsin or Iowa?
It's like close. It's always close, but I feel
Wisconsin's just
a little bit better all the time.
Yeah.
That's why when he said that nickname, I thought.
Yeah. Well, they both always got Ricky Stanzi at quarterback.
Yes. Yeah.
They both.
They're very similar programs.
They're very similar programs. One's red and one's yellow. That's it.
Paul Chryst. I'm Kirk Ferentz. I'm an offensive line and run play. Hey, me too. We got ourselves just average quarterback and actually below average. Us too.
That's what we do.
You got white linebackers? Yes. Hey, what the hell? You have edge rushers that don't have a lot of great speed but get some sacks? We got that.
Well, you got good running backs that don't pick up, but maybe even a Heisman Trophy every once in a while. We do. You don't, Iowa.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
We got that on you. And we also picked up a Russell Wilson one time.
Yeah. You got ball hawking safeties like Desmond King who needs... Wisconsin goes, we have guys like that. Our guy, Jim
Troy
Leonard,
Vincent.
Is actually a defensive coordinator somewhere.
We had Troy Vincent.
Yeah, it was a while back. We had Nick Needham. Remember that guy who had 51 passes defensed and no interceptions in his career, an NCAA record? We had him, so we wouldn't call him ball hockey necessarily. He just liked to get there. He just didn't like to catch it.
Yeah. Hey, sign up. You only got less than a couple hours left to sign up for our bracket challenge.
Yeah, I'm going
to
basically beat your ass in this thing.
Put it in.
I'm in, so it's basically you're done.
Okay, so I got a text yesterday from a buddy. he said he had a bat in the house. He killed it, right? He killed
the
bat.
A bat?
He had a bat in his house.
Is this a
he killed
is
it?
This a but commercial?
He called McGrath. Yes, it's a commercial. He called McGrath Pest Control to come out and see if he had a bat issue in his house. Did he have a nest or anything? Was there anything going on in his house?
Yeah.
McGrath Pest Control was there an hour and a half at his house, couldn't find any bat issues, and said, "No charge. So it's okay." He said they had to drive. They had to look. They had to. They investigated the whole house inside, upstairs, attic, all this stuff. Oh, yeah, we didn't find anything, so there's no charge, sir. And he was like, "No, I'll pay you. Don't worry. No. It's no, sir. It's okay." That's McGrath Pest Control.
Wow, that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Plus, who wants to deal with a bat? That's why you got to have a pest control service.
Get a bat out of your house. What's wrong with you?
Like raccoons, squirrels. Those things, if when you know they're in your house, you're like, oh,
no,
man, I don't want to mess with bats.
Oh, you're sleeping, it's poking at your hair, trying to get your hair. No, you don't want a bat in your house.
Get your hair.
Yeah, they're trying to take your hair away that Doc Linville put on the top of your head. It's disgraceful.
That sounds very specific.
Yeah. So you don't want a bat in your house taking away the hair that Doc Linville put in place. But here's the deal, is that the kind of people that you got at McGrath Pest Control. Wonderful. Listen, you got any kind of an issue whatsoever. They came to my house, got possums out of the backyard. They trapped them and got them out and put them somewhere. I don't know where they put them. But all I'm telling you is if you've got any issue whatsoever with any kind of varmints or any kind of pests or whatever, McGrathPestControl.com. 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let me ask you a question off the top of your head. Who's helped themselves this offseason? We just had the Steeler fan on that talked about how they just picked up Miles Jack, which was good. Is Mitchell Trubisky an upgrade? I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure. We'll see.
I don't think that really changes, alters their course of action.
Yeah, well, will he be better than Ben was last year? Probably. But that's not saying much. Who else? The Ravens just signed a pass rusher. Who was it that the Ravens just signed somebody, but they've done basically nothing. The Bengals have done less than nothing. The Browns are just, looks like they're fire selling their team. They're getting rid of everybody. The Colts are without a quarterback. Jacksonville has signed a lot of people.
I'll tell you two sneaky good signings. I think the Cincinnati Bengals, these guys aren't going to excite anyone, but Alex Kappa Ted Kallis, who comes over from, where was Kallis? He was New England Patriot, and then Alex Kappa came over from, I believe he was, where was he? I think he was Tampa. So you have... The Bengals just added two guards when I thought their guards really stunk last year. I didn't think their guards were good enough at all to win. You added a couple of their hard-nosed physical guards who are
proven they were really bad.
They were really bad. But you added, without paying an arm and a leg, you actually added average starters at the position to me. Kappa's got a chance maybe to be slightly above average. That's a huge deal, though. To do that. So the Bengals fortified their interior. That's an example of you don't have to go out and spend. When is Cincinnati ever going to spend like that? But being able to add a couple of interior linemen is a really big deal, and they could still go out and get Teron Armstead from New Orleans at left tackle to protect Joe for a couple of years. So I think so far the Cincinnati Bengals actually made pretty good moves, pretty smart moves, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, Za'Darius Smith is who the Ravens signed. They brought back Za'Darius Smith. That's about the only thing that we've heard from them. Yannick Ngakoue to the Colts for Rock Ya-Sin.
He's
kind of a pain in the ass, but yeah.
Yeah, he can rush, but he was a pain It does make you wonder. He was a pain at Jacksonville.
Yep.
I think he was real serious. The other guy's joke, and he didn't get along with Dante Fowler was one of the guys he didn't get along with. He gets the quarterback, but this is now his fourth team. It's at least his third team.
Yeah.
Maybe his fourth team. No, I think it's his fourth team. So, yeah, clearly Ngakoue is not a guy that people are hanging on to long term. So Colts made that move. I think the Bills have done a really good job as well. They added Roger Saffold, who to me is a replacement over Darrell Williams. They added Daquan Jones, who is going to do at least as much as Harrison Phillips. And then, of course, they made a move for Von Miller, which gives them Rush. So I think they've upgraded their roster through free agency. And that's what you're trying to do. Like, the Jacksonville Jaguars have spent so much money, and they're going to be better. Their roster is definitely better. But are you going to be a lot better for the money you've spent? I mean, are you a lot better? Are we sure you're a lot better? Is your offensive line better be a lot better for Trevor Lawrence? You better run the ball really, really great. You have James Robinson, but now you get Travis Etienne back. You added a couple of offensive linemen. You signed a franchise tag with Cam Robinson, so we'll see how that ends up going. But Jacksonville should be better, but are they going to be as good as the money they spent? I think that's one of the question marks. I think the way the Bills have done it, and I get that 6-year, $120 million deal looks excessive for a 33-year-old pass rusher and Von Miller, but it's really more of a 4-year deal, and it's probably too much, but they're trying to win a Super Bowl. And so they're basically saying, we'll bet on Von Miller being good for the next 2 to 3 years fade one bad year.
Looking at how everybody is built right now, I have to say Bills are the Bills might be the favorite.
In the AFC?
In football.
They also have a 25th pick.
They were an unbelievable play away from advancing, getting past Kansas City. They get past Kansas City. Who knows what happens against the Bengals or the Rams. Josh Allen they've got the quarterback in place. If he's got to stay healthy. He runs way too much and takes way too many hits.
Yeah.
But if they've got everything in place, they need to improve that running game. I don't think there's any question about that outside of Josh Allen. They need a running back that is going
offensive
to pick up
line yards. Is going to, yeah. I mean, Roger Saffold helps, but they still need more. They still need more help, I would say. And to me, that's one of the picks they should be looking at as offensive linemen. But I think that wide receiver is another one. They have already given permission to seek trade to Cole Beasley. Grabbing another wide receiver, although Gabriel Davis is pretty nice.
Oh.
He's pretty nice.
I was just thinking about him.
I would look at a slot. I mean, I would look at a slot. I'd wait in the draft and go get a slot receiver somewhere. Like Gabriel Davis and... I think Gabriel Davis is legit, and you got him with Stephon Diggs. Man, that's pretty good.
Gabriel Davis came on strong last year. He's going to be...
Devin Singletary came on strong as a running back, too. But, yeah, their offensive line is a big must-fill. But you look at what they've done on defense. Defensive line, you replace Harrison Phillips. You know, they need a cornerback, too, so they have to look cornerback. But the Bills could use a slot receiver. You can find one. They need a corner. They need better offensive line, but they're right there. Yeah, I would say you're probably right. And they feel like a next up team.
They do.
They feel next up. I'm waiting for the Chargers to feel like that. If Herbert can take that next step, they got a chance.
I think he has. It's that defense that's just been.
I know. They haven't been healthy either, but they added Khalil Mack.
Who's going to help?
They added Khalil Mack. They've been spending some money now.
Well, he came out and said, as a matter of fact, he said, hey, listen, you had Khalil Mack for next to nothing. Are you kidding me? That is a move that you do all day long. Brandon Staley was like, are you kidding? That was a no brainer adding him for that's no money when you got
Here's
that kind
one.
Of talent.
OJ Howard, 1 year, $3.5 million in Buffalo. That could end up being a sneaky good. You know, he's got to stay healthy, but that could end up being a really
he didn't
sneaky,
pan out nearly as well as I thought in
no
Tampa.
I thought he'd be much better, so he may not pan out at all, but he might. Here's what the Chargers have done. They added Chase Daniel, you know, kind of who cares, backup quarterback, 1 year, $1.25 million. He's just basically fighting to try to make a roster. They re-signed Mike Williams, which is fine. They signed a defensive tackle, Sebastian Joseph Day, who I think he came over from the Rams, if I remember correctly. Where was Sebastian Joseph Day? Was that a self? Was that a self sign? Just out of curiosity. No, he came over from the Rams. They added defense tackle Austin Johnson, Khalil Mack. Oh, J.C. Jackson. That's right. So they added a good. They added a really good corner. You get Bosa back healthy. You got Khalil Mack at the other edge rushing. If you can't start to get some things done now, I don't know what to tell you. Man, what a brutal division that is now.
And the Raiders just added Chandler Jones.
To go with Max Crosby, that's a brutal division.
Brutal division. That's the best in football. All right, 713-780-3776. Johnny, you're up first here on the other side. Anybody else wants to get in, you're more than welcome. We got one segment to go before we hit the news of the weird. HR&P is what we're talking about now. HR and payroll. My peeps over there, Mike Holly, and it starts at the top with his vision of what this company could be and what he's taken it to and where it is to this day. It's unbelievable. And the technology is second. And he started with technology, and that's second to none. And like, I went over and I visited, and they're having another get together over at the place this spring. And I went over there and I visited, and I was like, wow, this is unbelievable how the number of computers and how intricate this stuff is. And it really is. And when you're talking about that, they can do your payroll here, and you could have branches in every state, and they can get that job done with the taxation laws that changes in every state. And it just doesn't matter to them because they're so good and they're so unbelievable. So if you're running a company right now and you're looking for a payroll company that has been perfect for us, that gives you the best price they possibly can on the payroll, and then lets you choose all of your other benefits packages. If you're stuck with a payroll company that's forcing their benefits packages on you, don't. Have options, and that's where you're going to save money, and that's what they do every single day at HR&P. It's HR and it's payroll, and that's it. And then you get to choose what you want in your benefits packages. All at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Zach Greinke, 1 year, $13 million with the Royals. Going back to the Royals to finish up, I think that's probably appropriate. They can watch that 83-mile-an-hour fastball now. I'm done with that.
Does this give you...
Oh, yeah, he likes Kansas City more than he likes Houston. Dumb. He's stupid. He's dumber than I thought he was.
But does this give you LeBron going back to Cleveland vibes at all the first time where you get the whole, I'm coming home,
No, LeBron was in his prime.
I think it's
prime.
Very similar. I think Zach's in his prime.
Do you think Zach
I think we're going to see a new Zach, the one who's throwing the, chunking up the 59-mile-an-hour curve. I want to see him work with 84 as his one and then just work off the 84-mile-an-hour fastball.
Should we boo him when he comes?
No.
He hates Houston?
No.
No, screw him.
No, I'm don't done care with him. About
He did not like the city of Houston. Screw him. I think we should boo him when he
comes.
Ooh,
according to Nick Underhill,
yeah,
who covers the Saints beat,
yeah.
According to Nick Underhill, the Saints brass met with Deshaun Watson a second time last night. Apparently, they sweetened the pot from the first offer. It wasn't good enough. So they threw it. This is why Nick is the general manager and everyone else is not. Certainly, Twitter's not. Because he now has the leverage to play teams against each other, and these deals are going to keep getting better and better. I'll be honest. I'm getting excited. And listen, I understand the morality of it all. I get this is a separate discussion. I got into it with some two-bit grade D-level actor who decided to blue check me yesterday when I was talking about the trade value for Deshaun. Oh, way to go, Lance. Yes, that's what's most important. Well, after what he's done to these women is his trade value. Said Mitchell. His name is Mitchell Fink. He's blocked me now. So I said something that I basically compared his career to Eric Layden's. I said, I'll take Eric Layden. He's my guy. He was an Ozark. What have you been in lately? Because he got a little ugly with me.
Yeah.
So I got a little ugly back with him.
And
then I got ugly with him. I hit him with a second one. He tried to send something back. I hit him with an article to Eric doing Ozark season 4 and took a picture of, you know, posted a picture of him with, you know, in a scene with Ruth Langmore. And I guess that got him in his feelings. And so he had to block me, but he shouldn't have started it, honestly. But this guy, you know, well, I said, I had to tell a couple of people this. I said, look, we here in Houston, we've had these discussions. We've played sound bites of the alleged victims, of both lawyers. We have talked about the morality of it all. I said, we've done this. This is a separate conversation. We've done the, this is bad, Deshaun's bad, all this is bad, the NFL is
hypocritical. That's so stupid. What you can't talk about is trade value ever. You can do both.
I said, don't conflate the two. Mitchell, since he kept saying Lance, I said, hey, Mitchell, we've had both conversations. These are two separate conversations. You're conflating the two just so you can appear to take some stance on morality when we have already had this discussion. So anyway, so I just want to put that out there. Now, on to the football stuff. This will give the Texans an opportunity that they would not have had otherwise. If Deshaun Watson had stayed here, you build through every draft, and you really have to hit on a high percentage of your draft picks. You don't have a quarterback of the future that you know of yet, but you maybe do, but you've planted a seed. We're going to see if it grows. But we do know this. Deshaun Watson gives you a chance to rebuild much more quickly. Now, it may not be with an elite quarterback, but you can win with average quarterbacks. You can be a playoff team with average quarterbacks. So what's going to happen is by trading Deshaun Watson, you're going to get something you never got, which is starters from other teams and multiple draft picks that you wouldn't have had to go with your draft picks finally. The damage Bill and Jack did to the roster, we've gone over that. But not having draft picks simply put them in a state of absolute poverty from a roster standpoint. With Deshaun Watson going, so Mick Maynard, right, from the UFC, the matchmaker, he's a big Texans fan. And he's been texting me back and forth for over a year. What's going on with Deshaun? And a couple of times said, but would we actually, does this actually make us better faster? I said, in a weird way, it does. You're going to get as a team, but now ultimately you're only as good as your quarterback in many instances. But as a team, you will get better faster with Deshaun Watson out the door as a draft commodity, as a trade commodity. You're actually going to be a better football team much more quickly, starting next year. Because I firmly believe Deshaun Watson will be gone by I think Friday's the drop dead date. I think Deshaun's gone by Friday, maybe today. If it lasts until Saturday, it means another team got in, and that's great. The more teams that get in, the better.
Well, the more offers, the better. If teams find out I get to go back and do it again, like the Saints did, I'm in.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the Texans are making them sweeten the pot, though, like you said.
Well, you have to, if you're the Texans right now, you're making a phone call and you're saying Cleveland.
You want to meet again?
I'm just going to tell you because Andrew Berry, I respect you a lot as a general manager, and I know you got a problem with Baker going on over there. I just want to tell you what the Saints just did. And, you know, from our standpoint, you know, we're going to have compensation in a certain direction if you can get there. Now, what you may say if you're the Browns, like, yeah, no, Deshaun will decide where he wants to play. You can say whatever you want, but Deshaun's going to – you already agreed to our compensation package, so we're not going to. Or the Browns may say, man, I don't want to take any chances. Okay, we'll throw in one more second-round pick.
It's a Deshaun.
It's a Deshaun. But you can still game the other team.
Yeah, you can try to trick them as much as you want.
I mean, this is where you wish if you wish Bill O'Brien would have gotten a head coaching job somewhere and a general manager job with Cleveland. You wish that Cleveland, after 1 year, said, Andrew Berry is not working out. We would like to fire him. Kevin Stefanski, and we'd like to hire Bill O'Brien as our head. I mean, I wish this were the move that Cleveland had made, because then you could say, we would like to engage you in trade talks, Cleveland. Because can you imagine what a Bill O'Brien would give up for a Deshaun Watson? Oh my God. You imagine? It would start with three first, two starters on defense, and I think you could get at least 2 seconds. I think you get three ones, two twos, and at least three players who would start.
Give it to him, Jack.
Do we want to win or not? Yeah, we'd like to have players left.
Yep. Let's get Johnny in here. He wants to talk about NFL draft. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, this question for Lance and maybe possibly you too, John. I'm trying to find out a guy from one of my hometown fields in Texas. Taylen Borns ran the second fastest time in the 40th combine.
Yep.
Any word about where he might go or what round? I know it's kind of up in the air, kind of long shot of being first rounder, but no. You got any idea what team possibly he could go to?
Yeah, I think my grade on him was I think he was a late rounder coming into it. I think he's got a chance to be a fifth rounder. I mean, he's still a thin player also, but he's really, really fast, obviously, has that track speed. I think right now he's a better athlete than he is a cover corner, which is a little bit of a problem, but he's agile, he's athletic, he's fast. So I think he can become a better cornerback in time. So I think teams will be interested in working with him from a technique standpoint. His technique is not great. But when you have players who have size and length like that, that's a really big deal. I mean, that's a building block to work with. So I think he's going to get picked sometime. It wouldn't shock me to see him pick maybe in the fifth round and have a team really try to develop him. So I think that's probably what you're looking at with Kalen Barnes. I think he's back into the roster early on, but when you're long and fast at cornerback, teams give you longer. They give you more chances. So, and there is a chance he could get better from a technique standpoint. So that's what I see with him. I think Kalen Barnes probably day three in the neighborhood of round five, maybe fall to round six.
There you have it. Your preeminent NFL draft expert here in the city of Houston. All right. Once again, you've got about an hour and 20 minutes. Why don't you read what the people get here, Lance? We want more people in this bracket challenge.
True enough.
Let's go. You got to get in. You've got an hour and 20 minutes to put your bracket together and put it in. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com.
Yeah, and my picks are submitted. Get your picks in today. John, have you gotten yours in?
I have not.
Okay. 97.5, 92.5, 4th Annual Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light and supported by Rambler Sparkling Water. Listen, you're going to get prize. There's a ton of prizes we're giving away, even to next to last place. They're getting a prize. It's all free to sign up and play. Prizes include, so get your friends, get your family members, get your coworkers. Everyone should be signing up. 65-inch 4K LG LED TV from Audio Visual Consultations, gift cards to $50 to Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine, Tex-Mex, Smashburger, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. You've got up until game time or short. Well, you're running out of time, so you better go get it done right now. Now, I can also tell you that if you are looking for a vehicle right now, it's truck month, you're going to get great offers. You'll get the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTD. They've got an accessories package deal going on right now for you. You got 0% financing options going on for well-qualified buyers. They have one for GMC Sierra 1500 as well, the crew cab. Listen, go to the website and the scroll up at the top is where you see the different offers they have, the different packages that are available, the specials they have going on. But the real enjoyment of the process begins when you go out and test drive a vehicle, because the people there are never going to hassle you. They're never going to hustle you. They want to make sure that you have a good car buying experience. They want to make sure you get a great price. They want to make sure that you get the most competitive trade-in value, if not the very best, with every vehicle that comes in. Their service and selection are really, really good. And look, everyone's selection is a little lower right now, but they're getting vehicles in at a good rate, and they're going to continue to do so. And when they do, you are going to be the first one to take advantage of that. So make sure that you check out my friends. If you're in the market for a car, never above sticker price ever with Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, a North Carolina school superintendent, had to apologize. Apparently, he had a mock slave auction. Do you think mock...
We have done these. This is like the third one. Mock slave auction. How many of these are happening? Are these the same story?
In which white middle schoolers pretended to sell their black classmates. Do you think...
At what point is anyone going to figure this out?
Wait, if you can have a mock draft, why can't North Carolina schools have a mock slave auction?
Well, okay. You sure you want to ask that question? Rhetorically? I mean, you sure you want to ask that?
Apparently, you're a school superintendent. Oh, I just don't know how people get these positions. I just don't. How can they? A deaf Colorado man arrested. Apparently, he wouldn't comply with police commands. But apparently, he couldn't hear them either. So he,
I actually saw that story. Yeah. I saw the body cam on that one. That was a bad one.
Yeah. Apparently, he uses sign language to communicate.
Oh, you
he couldn't understand
right
the
too.
Officer's verbal commands. He's in. Yeah, the trial is going on right now, and apparently, he's going to get some money, as well he should. Get your money. Get your bag. All right. Is this not a real worry? There's a dentist named Scott Carmoli. Hey, Scott Carmoli, what are you doing? Of Wisconsin. Apparently, he routinely drilled or broke his client's teeth on purpose so that he could get more profits.
This is the worry you have with AC companies. Or whatever.
Yeah.
That's why we have Aqueduct Plumbing, so you don't have to deal with that kind of stuff.
You don't have to worry about
that plumbing.
Crap.
Now you got a dentist like,
Dennis.
Oh, I found a new chip.
Yeah.
In your tooth. Of course, he's from Wisconsin.
He's from Wisconsin.
So he's not going to
talk. Well, he could be Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There's Italian.
Is a little
not
rougher.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's
not
a little
north
rougher.
There. We don't have any.
So it appears
five
though,
counts
oh,
of health care fraud, two counts
really...
of making false claims. Milwaukee
wow.
Journal
I got
Sentinel.
In here under the hood, and there's a problem. Oh. You got a lot of problems in here. Right there by the molars, you got a lot of chipped
He's
molars.
Scott Carmoli. He's talking like this, okay?
Carmoli.
Come on. You mook. Go to
Scott,
jail.
What'd
Go
you
to
do?
Prison.
You never believe I got so many people with the extra, what do you call them, the caps?
Yeah.
The crowns. Yeah, the crowns.
Yeah, yeah.
So many extra
crowns.
So you
gotta do is
break it's unbelievable.
So you got to do is...
You go in there. It's a joke. You get them under, you break their teeth. It's a joke.
Speaking of ripoffs, Doritos bags will now have five fewer chips thanks to inflation.
This isn't real.
Yes, it is.
This is Babylon B or it's Ballsack
No,
Sports.
This is the Patriot News. It is a real thing. Fewer chips in Dorito
Patriot
bags.
News. What is this?
Come as on. If Dorito, as if, is this not one of the biggest ripoffs ever? Remember when you were a kid? You got a full bag of chips. Now, it's all air. You get like four chips.
Doritos is one of the few ones that I'm like,
they
and to a lesser
you, yeah.
extent, Sun Chips. I'm a little bit of a chip aficionado. Baked Lays?
Yeah, I don't like healthy chips. I ain't about that.
Forget
life.
About Baked Lays. You're going to get six
no.
of those things.
Out of here. Baked Lays. We're going to eat Lays. If we're going to eat chips, we're going to eat chips.
Hold on. You said it's because of why?
It's because of inflation.
I'm going to see if this is a real story. I don't think.
Yeah, it's a real story.
Doritos bags will now have five fewer. That's Penn Life. Yep, you're right. This is a real thing. It's a real story.
Yeah.
I have to double check you because the ball sack got you at one time.
A 45-year-old woman went in with a urinary tract infection, Lance. Turned out. She had a glass tumbler stuck in her bladder for 4 years. Apparently, she was using it to enjoy her time. It got stuck up there, but she for 4 years. 4 years, you got a tumbler up there. Ah, I mean,
I can't even breathe with that. With the thought of that, that's also like people just having accidental. The stories about like. I just had a baby. I didn't even know I was pregnant. Like, yeah. 9 months.
How could you not know?
You sure? You sure you didn't know?
Hey, better watch out. A comet 16 miles wide could be headed towards Earth right as we speak. A comet twice the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs.
Why are you just...
It's coming dangerously close to Earth every once in a while.
Why is this news of the weird?
It's kind of weird.
I just saw Don't Look Up.
A giant comet.
I watched the movie Don't Look Up, where it's about a comet that is extinction level and hits us. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a pretty interesting, like, I thought, I guess they were supposed to, they were trying to make a point. It was an allegory about how we don't take the planet seriously and about, you know, weather pattern changes, global warming, stuff like that. I also took it as a commentary on how lame our society is now. Like you'll recognize and think, yeah, this would actually really happen if we knew a comet. We're sitting here doing this on News of the Weird. We're doing this on News of the Weird. A comet 16 miles could wipe out the planet. What? Boing. News of the Weird. A woman got a choo-choo stuck in her poo-poo. And the planet is about to be hit by a comet. It's bigger than anything that was extinction level. Like, wait, hold on. Go back to the glass thing. How did she get that in there? Well, don't you want to know about the comet hitting?
Yeah.
It feels like an upgrade, honestly.
That killed, it's bigger than the one that killed all the dinosaurs
on Earth.
Will
that finally shut down Twitter? Yeah. Well, okay then.
I'm good with it. A hockey stick wielding man on rollerblades was arrested.
Tell me more.
Is he dangerous? Is a hockey-wielding man on rollerblades perhaps dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. If he knows how to play hockey. I mean, if he's good on the skates, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could be dangerous, if right? You're walking down the sidewalk and a guy is what it comes up.
Anybody with a hockey stick is dangerous. But if he's on skates, like if he's like, whoa.
No, if he's
I'm
good.
I'm not as worried about him, but yeah. But if he knows how to skate.
He's on rollerblades.
So what'd he do?
He stole a woman's beanie. He stole a beanie off a woman's head. You would think a hockey wielding maniac on rollerblades.
That's all?
Would do more damage.
Is that it?
He was arrested
for the beanie.
For the beanie.
Did he have the stick with him?
He had the stick. I'm a little.
So we found that guy, but also unsolved a series of people being hit by wood in the face. That is still under investigation by New York City police.
Apparently,
I think they got the guy.
Well, apparently he was rolling around and he was hitting garbage cans with his hockey stick. And he was creating garbage problems throughout the city. And then he stole a woman's beanie.
Oh, that was just
but that's what
bonus.
He was arrested for.
That was
for.
A little lanyard for him.
Yeah.
The beanie.
Here's a beanie.
By the way, if you're trying to sign up for our, we just opened up more slots. So for those of you who tried to sign up at 97.5 for our bracket challenge and you couldn't get there, we just opened more slots. So go back and do it.
Yeah. The six best excuses to give your boss for missing work to watch March Madness. They are?
Apparently you are going to deal, well, right now, COVID.
Sick.
Yeah, that's that one. Also, the junk.
No, the tumbler and the bladder?
No. The other one.
Vasectomy. You're getting a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that in there?
A tumbler and a bladder is the second.
Well, now it's on the board. Got my beanie stolen?
No, you're your comet's coming to
Earth. Coming to the planet.
Your family member is sick.
Okay. Yeah.
Bad traffic jam. Couldn't get in.
Yeah.
My parents need help moving.
Wow, that's specific.
You know, we should have an office party. Or just be honest, I'm watching the games.
Wait, we should have an office party.
I don't know why. Tell your boss we need a morale booster. Let's all watch the games. Did you see why Deion Sanders had two toes amputated?
Yeah. He had an injury and he didn't get blood flow.
No, he had blood clots.
Yeah.
Terrible. Like death. Like he could have died. He almost lost his leg.
No, I know.
Yeah. He lost two toes.
I read about how he lost them. It was a little scary.
Yeah, really scary. A good thing he went in there. His toes started getting black. His legs started getting black. And he was like, I better go in. Yeah, we have to take two toes off. And you could have lost your leg and possibly died.
Ugh.
Yeah. Apparently he has a cholesterol problem in his family. He just found out about it afterwards. Oh, his mom went, oh, yeah, we got a cholesterol problem. I don't know if you know
that thing.
Yeah, that little thing.
Deion, you ran a 4.2. We didn't think you'd get hit by cholesterol issues.
Well,
it's not really related, Mom.
Apparently he does. All right, we're done. And the good people, Vanessa and Gallant, are coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, you and I, we are talking about our good peeps over. And you just mentioned it, Aqueduct Plumbing.
Yeah, because you can trust them. I mean, that's one of the reasons that we speak for them is because they're a great service. First and foremost, it starts with, are you trustworthy? Because that's one of those things that you don't know what you're doing with plumbing. I mean, none of us do. Most of us don't. If you did, you're probably trying to do everything yourself. I got ripped off by a company badly, and it was the worst move I ever made, were the new air conditioner, because we had water leaking from the air conditioner, and it was going down into the light fixture, and I was all freaked out. Here's the thing. If I had just known about Aqueduct Plumbing, they would have been out there and taken care of all that. And even if I got a new air conditioner, I would have got it for a much, much better rate.
So all you do is call 281-488-6238 or go to thebenchplumbing.com. Listen, anytime you need them, they're there. They're not a subcontractor. They're going to do the work, and they're going to come absolutely free to your house and give you a fair, honest pricing with no extra add-ons. Free estimates. It's call Billy and Mary, and they're wonderful people. You'll love them. 281-488-6238 or thebenchplumbing.com. All right, we are done. The tournament today. How many upsets?
What do you call an upset?
Upset is the underdog winning.
I think we'll see four.
You'll see at four?
I think we'll see.
You got 30.
I'll go five.
You've got 32 games, and you've only got five?
Lower seed, because not lower seeds. There's some nine seeds that are higher than that are the favorites over eight seeds.
No, underdogs, but not lower seeds.
Oh, I think we'll see more than that. I think we'll see five for today.
There's 16 games. You got that's 16 games.
That's 11 favorites winning.
Yeah.
But that means they cover.
I think we'll see more. I'm going to go over five.
So you think the dogs are barking today?
The dogs are barking today. And we're done. Vanessa and Gallant next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.